The next time you put food scraps down your garbage disposal or in your garbage can, consider using nature's garbage disposal, vermicomposting.
Verma is Latin for worm, so it's composting using worms.
That's Nancy Essex. She's the owner of Flowerfield Enterprises in Kalamazoo. They sell the worms and bins and the books for learning about vermicomposting.
It's cold composting, as opposed to that compost pile in your backyard where it should heat up to, say, 146 degrees, and then you turn it and heats back up. This is cold composting. It never heats up.
People are composting in bins with red worms in their basements, garages, and even their kitchens because they're trying to live in harmony with the earth.
It takes 8 gallons of water to wash 1 pound of food down your sinkerator, which goes to the city water system where it's treated by chemicals and then it's released in our waterways. So if we can keep that much out, it's simply a bonus all the way around. If you just scrape it in your garbage bag and throw it in the landfill, it stinks and nobody wants to live next to a landfill and we're running out of space to put landfills.
Flowerfield ships worms and supplies all over the country all year long.
This is UPS. That's FedEx. This is Priority Mail. So this goes through the postal system, and these are worms. The ones that I'm showing you over there, those will get shipped today, too.
How many worms in that pile?
There's 600 to 1,000 worms in a pound. I don't count them. I weigh them. Worms that you're looking at are specifically Acinia fetida. There are hundreds of kinds of red worms. They're composting worms, and in the wild, right around here, they're not rare. There's nothing unusual about them. They would be found in a manure pile, a leaf pile, or a compost pile. And they work perfectly in a composting environment in a bin. This particular worm tolerates a wide range of temperatures. If I put it in a bin and I meet all its needs, it's damp, it's dark, there's food there, it'll stay in the bin. So this is the only kind of worm that we sell. Most of my bins are at home, but I do have two in here and I'd like you to look at them. It's a layered system. This would be the first layer. So I put garbage and newspaper and garbage and newspaper and garbage and newspaper and garbage and newspaper. So it has worms and garbage and bedding in it.
When the worms eat fruit and vegetable scraps and coffee grounds and pulverized eggshells and other things, they turn it into a nutrient-rich fertilizer for your plants called castings. Nancy Essex has been carrying on the business of Mary Appelhoff, who died 8 years ago. Appelhoff was known as the Worm Woman.
She got a pound of worms and she started in a horse trough in her basement. When she used the castings on her garden and would see how much better the plants grew, then it just excited her for the rest of her life. She was very much a research scientist. That was her training. That was completely her background. So once she focused on worms, it became her life's work. She never stopped researching. She didn't like the business end of it. So that's where I came in. I kept the books, kept everything shipped, kept things ordered. Her work was staying on top of the research that was going on all over the world. And she became a world expert. She traveled all over the world. Her vision and her motto always was to change the way the world felt about garbage. What I like about this particular business is at the end of the day, I know I haven't done any harm. That's it.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.